Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We've got a new friend with us, ladies and gentlemen. Nancy Duarte is with us. Nancy is the CEO and I'm assuming the founder of Duarte Design, which is an award-winning company that helps people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace, especially in the area of presentations. And she has become one of the world's experts in this area. Her book is called Resonate. Present visual stories that transform audiences. That's what I like to do, don't you? I like to transform my audiences. And I like to transform them, these prospective audiences, into customers. That's what I'm trying to transform. Right, Nancy? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be here.
That's what we're trying to do, right? We're trying to transform these people into customers.
Right. Transform them into customers, transform them into carriers of your ideas, help them change culture for the better, whatever it is that you need to get done.
I came of age in a time where at least the companies that I worked for, who trained me, presentation was a big deal. And I'm wondering if in the last generation that the art of presentation, the value of presentation, has diminished. I may be wrong about that. What do you think, Nancy?
No, I think so. I think now that, you know, millions of people are armed with PowerPoint, there's not been really any best practices in how to use it.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it feels to me like it's just treated as like a bit of a throwaway skill. Like, oh well, if you have PowerPoint, you're a skilled presenter. And I think it's actually been diminishing our lead in education and in business. And I feel like there needs to be some best practices. That's why I wrote my book.
Well, now you were talking about best practices for PowerPoint and everything. One of the things I do in my career, in my job right now, is I help companies who want to reach small business owners. I help them with their messages, with their messaging and the way that they present. Mm-hmm. And what I'm noticing is these companies are putting things up as if they were talking to their colleagues. If you and I are colleagues and we're in a meeting, I can put 10 times too many things on a slide, and you and I sit there and we go over it. And one thing is because we have to. Number two, you know half the stuff I've got on the slide, so it doesn't bother you. So there's no problem with that. But if we're presenting to somebody who doesn't know any of your jargon, any of your stuff, and you're they're trying to absorb what you're saying, you got to take a lot of that off, don't you, off that slide?
Yeah, like a lot of times internally what we're doing is presenting a report or a document or sharing information. And what people need to realize is it's a very different process to do an exhaustive report than it is to do a formal presentation. When you're doing a formal presentation, you need to incorporate more story frameworks and storytelling techniques because that is a form of communication that connects us human to human in a really deep way. So there is a very big difference.
Well, no question about it, and I'm glad to hear you say that. Talk to us about this idea of telling stories, because sometimes we get so caught up in our jargon, in our facts, in our pie charts, and et cetera, we forget that this is a human being in front of us who we're trying to, as you say, transform them into customers, and they're more likely, as you say, they're more likely to connect with us if we tell them what we want in the form of a parable or a story or something like that.
Yeah, I love presentations. I know sometimes people think I'm crazy, but you're right. It's one of the few opportunities in business where we're sitting with another human or standing in front of another human, and we dehumanize the whole thing by hiding behind our facts and our figures, and we try to keep it really analytical and sterile. And yet it's humans in the audience, and there really is nothing that will endear us more to another person than a personal story. I think, and one of the reasons I think we don't employ the use of personal stories is because it also means being vulnerable and being transparent, and that's really hard for some people to do.
You know, one of the most effective closes that I ever used in my life, and I've used all of them, is called the similar situation close. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I've never heard of that.
If I'm talking to a prospect, and I can see that they have something on their mind, I try to think of where I've seen anything like that before, and what the resolution of that situation was in another scenario. So I would say something like, you know, I have a customer who had a similar thing to happen to them, and they were kind of up against it like you. They had this issue, that issue, and here's what we did to help them. And that's the story. It's a similar situation close. And sometimes I would do that, and it would be an aggregation of customers. You know, I would never do it come up with something that didn't have some truth, you know, some reality to it. But it might be, and it would be a story that I would tell them, and they would get that.
That's fantastic. And I use some of those same principles in the book. I came up with what's called a presentation form, and I've determined what's the best thing to use at the beginning, the middle, and the end. And what you're describing is very similar to what I propose
right. People
close their presentations with, which is where you spend time, instead of saying, here's a call to action, please buy my product, which is a piece, is the front part of the end. But at the very end, you need to paint a picture of what the world looks like with your idea adopted or your product purchased. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're describing, which is, you know, this is the way the world is going to be. It's going to be a much better place. Your problems are going to be solved. You know, whatever it is that.
And how about this? And you'll be able to join these other companies that we've been able to help.
Exactly.
A community of customers whose solutions who are using our solutions. But now there are two issues here. It seems to me, Nancy. One is whether you actually make a presentation, because Nancy, I think there's a problem with that. I think people aren't delivering presentations at all as much as they used to do, I should say. Number one, and number two, what does the presentation look like? See,
yeah,
I think there's an execution issue, and then there's a substance issue. What do you think?
Yeah, I completely agree. What's happening is kind of what I was alluding to earlier is people are making documents, and they're using a tool that was originally, you know, created to be a projection device, and they're creating these dense, exhaustive documents. And
you're talking
turning
about
their back to the
PowerPoint.
Audience. Yeah, they're turning their back to the audience and reading them. And I believe that slides and presentations in particular, when something's projected behind you, it should only be a mnemonic device for the audience to remember what you're saying. It should be like your stage. It should be your backdrop.
When I use PowerPoint, I try to make the slide really be nothing more than a prompt for me.
Yeah,
just a note for me to tell them what the story is.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's not really how it's used. And it
should hold on, Nancy. I got to take a quick break. Quick, what's your website? Quickly, please.
Duarte.com.
Duarte.com. Check it out. The book is called Resonate. Nancy and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.